It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. Stringed instruments vary, from harps to basses, violins to folk fiddles, and guitars of all shapes. Some are plucked, others bowed. The earliest stringed instruments, ancient lyres, were found in Mesopotamia. Throughout history, different countries have had their own take on how the instruments look and sound, and how they're played. We'll hear strings and things with guitar, string quartets, and the harp on today's What's New. Let's start with the cello. Matt Heimowitz has been playing Bach for over 30 years and has a new take on the suites. He's commissioned overtures for each of Johann Sebastian Bach's solo cello suites, and I ask him about Vijay Iyer's Run, which seems very difficult to me.
You know, the first 3 days of practicing that piece, I got nowhere. You know, I've played a lot of new music at this point, and I'm pretty fast at learning this music. I'm a pretty good reader, and I was getting nowhere with Vijay's piece after 3 days until I had a breakthrough and I started realizing, oh, I could actually put, you know, I don't have to do them all separate, all these string crossings. I could actually put some on the same bow, you know, and add a slur and different articulations, different dynamics. And I think I didn't realize, I hadn't worked with Vijay, but he had expected me to do that, of course, and find my own way, just as you would in Bach. You know, you would have to interpret and try to figure out what Bach meant, that he doesn't give you a whole lot to work with in terms of these articulations and dynamics and tempo and all those kinds of decisions that have to be made. So with each of these composers, it took patience. I had to learn a new language. I had to expand my own cello technique to be able to master and bring the level of what I was doing with these new works up to what, you know, I've had 30 years with the Bach. so this, I had to do it a lot, you know, with weeks with the new works.
Matt Heimowitz talking about his release, Overtures to Bach. This is Vijay Iyer's Run and the Third Cello Suite by Bach on What's New. It's a release called Overtures to Bach by cellist Matt Heimowitz. We heard Run by Vijay Iyer, and then the Third Cello Suite by Johann Sebastian Bach. You can find out more online at WBAA.org, including our playlist and podcasts. I spoke with harpist Yolanda Condonassis about her project Ginastera 100 and wondered if recording a staple like Alberta Ginastera's Harp Concerto was a dream come true.
You know, it really is, primarily because, you know, the idea of recording this piece came up, I'd say, two or three times before. And in each scenario, there was something that made me a little bit nervous about it. Like, we would have to do it in a live performance in a patch session. Or, you know, we would barely rehearse it, then we'd record it. And I think for a piece this important and this iconic in the harp repertoire, I really wanted it to be a little bit more of a deliberate process than that. And when this opportunity came up with the Oberlin Orchestra and Rafael Jimenez, it was just so perfect on so many levels to, you know, to be able to rehearse a piece for weeks in advance of a recording and really perfect a collective interpretation and have lengthy conversations about interpretive elements and tempos and note lengths and articulations and the history of the work and how we really wanted to represent it for posterity. I think that was a can't-miss opportunity. So I'm so grateful to have had it.
Harpist Yolanda Condonassis speaking about Ginastera 100. Here's her Oberlin Music release featuring Rafael Jimenez and the Oberlin Orchestra on What's New.
Thank you.
It's a tribute for Alberto Ginastera's 100th birthday from harpist Yolanda Condonassis. She soloed with the Oberlin Orchestra, led by Rafael Jimenez, in the Harp Concerto by Ginastera. I'm John Clare, and you can learn more about this show online at WBAA.org. It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. We're featuring Strings and Things. Coming up, Tears for Fears, played by guitar and accordina. When I spoke to violinist Evgeny Kutik about his release Words Fail, I asked about working with composers.
I realized that music communicates for me so much more deeply than I ever could in words. And in thinking about this in depth over months and months and months, it reminded me, I have to admit quite randomly, of a quote that I had seen and that we all know, obviously, where words fail and music speaks. And it just summarized for me so beautifully what I've been struggling with and what I've been trying to communicate. Where words fail, music speaks. That's indeed true. Working with Timo and... You know, Timo's more my age, and so I kind of liked the initial rehearsal processes because, you know, he would just sit there with his red pen and his iPad and just immediately, this doesn't work, okay, we'll take that out. You know, just immediately you're seeing this music shape into what hopefully people will play for years to come.
Violinist Evgeny Kutik. He is joined by the composer, Timo Andres, at the piano for the eponymous Words Fail on What's New. Words Fail, a work by Timo Andres for violinist Evgeny Kutik. We heard it from a Marquise Classic release from October 2016 on What's New. You can find out more online at WBAA.org, including our playlist and podcasts. I spoke to the Lyrist Quartet about Intimate Letters and how they wound up not only recording on a check, but deciding to play it in the first place. Because there are just so many, you know, you think about Haydn and Beethoven and Bartok and these sort of guys. How did you guys end up back in 2008 doing Janáček?
Well, actually, it was through a connection that we have with Long Beach Opera, a company down here in Southern California. They were doing a production of The Cunning Little Vixen by Janáček, and they asked us to perform Intimate Letters as part of a lead-up concert to the opening of the opera. And they were showing a film, and they were talking about the letters. And so for that concert, we learned the Intimate Letters Quartet and performed it for the first time.
Violinist Alyssa Park discussing Janáček. Let's hear the Lyrist Quartet from the Ars release Intimate Letters in the String Quartet No. 2 by Leos Janáček on What's New. The Lyrist Quartet played the String Quartet No. 2, Intimate Letters, music by Leos Janáček on What's New. Find out more about this and other episodes online at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. I really love the idea of commissioning other works to complement Janáček's quartet and asked the Lyrist Quartet how they came about asking Billy Childs to write a work for them.
So we had been asked to do a few of
different performances with him with his jazz group at Disney Hall here, as well as in some of the jazz clubs in LA as well. And he has also been writing a lot of works, particularly for string quartet as well. We played a couple of his string quartets in different new music festivals here. One of the music festivals that we founded here now, Music Festival, had invited him, and we performed one of his quartets, and we just fell in love with his language. And we had asked him to write a piece for us.
And actually, interestingly, the other piece of Billy's that we played was also programmatic and based on an event in his life, a very emotional event in his life. So that kind of led to this, you know, connection with the Janacek.
This is Unrequited by Billy Childs with the Lyris Quartet on What's New. Unrequited by Billy Childs. We heard the Lyris String Quartet on What's New from an Ars release called Intimate Letters. I'm John Clare, and you can learn more about this show, including playlists and podcasts, online at WBAA.org. Jason Vio and Julian Labro have been collaborating for years. Guitar and accordion are used in South America, but they've adapted many works for the combination. I asked them how they arranged and recorded the pop tune Everyone Wants to Rule the World.
That was really out of need for an encore for our very first duo recital together, because, you know, it's hard to book, you know, for management to book, you know, an entire string orchestra and two soloists who are just coming together for the first time. So, you know, we would often at first get booked just as a duo. And so, you know, we started making arrangements of duo things, each of us on our own, you know, and then because we needed an encore, our first gig was in the Boston area, and this was during the 2012 presidential debates. And so Julian suggested, he said, maybe we could do something like a famous 80s pop song. And then we just got back to rehearsing. So we rehearsed our set. And then went back to the hotel and I took a nap. And when I woke up, the debates were on and I just thought, it sort of popped into my head, like, everybody wants to rule the world, right? Tears for Fears, a famous song from the 80s. And so I think within about 20 minutes, I basically just by ear without using, you know, just I know that song backwards and forwards. I just carved out an arrangement of the backing track and that was it. And then Julian just plays the melody and solos over it. Very simple.
Jason Vio speaking about his latest recording, Fusion. Let's hear the track we were discussing, Everyone Wants to Rule the World, on What's New. Jason Vio and Julian Labro in the Tears for Fears hit Everyone Wants to Rule the World. It's an Azika release called Infusion. Find out more about this show and hear our podcasts at WBAA.org. What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistants from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The content director and executive producer is Greg Kostraba. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.